Hey, this is Ben Owen, professional coach and host of The Awakened Man. In this podcast, we'll be talking about the work that's necessary for a man to do to be a leader in his business, a hero to his kids, and an all-round great husband. If you're like me and you're striving to reach your highest potential, head on over to awakenedman.org, where there are three things you can do right now to assess where you are, progress where you are, and we'll keep the third a secret. So head on over there and check them out.
We want this to be the podcast we wish we had, navigating growing a business, having a family, and achieving everything we knew we're capable of. We do our best work with six-figure plus business owners who know they're capable of achieving more.
Welcome to the Awaken Man podcast. Before we start today, Pete, I want to say a big thank you to our listeners. Yesterday evening, got the email through from Buzzsprout, our podcast provider, saying we hit 5,000 downloads. So for every single... Yeah. Now, just a couple of acknowledgements. So first of all, to Pete, you know, Pete has done some tireless work sharing, creating and building what the podcast in the background. The reason you might be listening to this is because of some of the work that he's put in to share the podcast and you found it somehow or another. Equally to all of you listeners, thank you so much for listening into the work that we're doing. Honestly, I can't be, I can't share enough how grateful we are when we hear men are finding this podcast and they are sharing it with other men. They are giving it to their friends. They are listening to it and finding it tremendous value. Like, honestly, Pete, I got the other day, one of my best friends from university got in touch with me. He said, "Hey, by the way, can I have the offer document from the podcast you talked about?" And this is, you know, this guy's got a PhD in phys, in exercise phys. And I was like, "Oh, how are you going to be using that, bro? You know, I'm really interested." So I'm hopping on a call with him tonight. And it's just like, it's just amazing to see the impact this podcast is having, even for our own current clients. They're listening to it and getting huge amounts of value. So thank you, everyone. We've hit 5,000 downloads. Yeah, and it's all due to you.
Yeah. Lovely. Thanks, guys. And I'm going to jump straight into a lesson here because I was having my hair cut yesterday, my barber's, and my normal barber was off, so the lady was cutting my hair. And she was saying that, she's like, "Oh, how's the podcast going?" Because they all know about the podcast in the barbershop. I was like, "It's going great." And she's like, "Oh, one of my clients wants to set one up. He's been talking about it for ages. Anyway, he's bought like all the gear, spent thousands on all the gear, right? And he's had it all teched out. So he's had like a tech expert come and check out his gear." And I was like, "Has he started it yet?" "No." And I was like, is it one of those, all the gear, you know, all the gear, no idea sort of thing. But like, I absolutely see this a lot, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. Right, we want to start something, but we put these things in the way, right? Like that guy is put buying all the fancy tech in the way. And I said to him, I was like, "Any money, when all that tech arrives, it won't be quite right. He'll be missing the lighting, missing the important bit to the mic or whatever that look, or the next bit of software, and still won't start it until he gets that in place." And it's just like, at a surface level, it's just procrastination. Right, it's just a way of like perfecting something, which is procrastination. But like even deeper below that, there'd be a reason as to why that he's really not putting that out there and just hasn't taken a step forward. Like maybe he is really concerned about what someone's going to think and whatever. Right? When we started this, it was like, fuck knows how it's going to go. Who knows what people are going to think about what we're going to say? Like I've spoken openly about, you know, porn, sex, relationships with family and so on, right? Who knows, probably loads of judgment. You just got to forget about that, and you also just have to start. We started really, really imperfectly, had no fancy mic, or on a Zoom call, just bloody well did it, right? And it's same with you. Like, where can you apply that in your life? Where are you wanting to do something, you're just not doing it? Just start imperfectly and you figure it out along the way.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Actually, like, you know, just this when you were sharing then, I was like, some of the episodes you've come up and I'm like, "Hey, man, we're doing this today." And like, and Pete's had no pre-warning, right? I mean, I think it was like, you know, relationship with father. We've talked about relationships with partners and stuff like that. And, you know, you've just gone in there and you just had an open discussion. And I think that's what's missing. This isn't the podcast today. We're going to be talking about the Awakened Eight. But equally, I just feel that there's conversations that we're having on this podcast and we're going to continue having. And if you're listening to this and it is valuable to you, like, just share it on your story, on your Instagram, get in touch with us. We love hearing from people that have listened, and I know we have a lot of voyeurs. But hearing my buddy from university, he was listening to the podcast. I was like, that's awesome, man. And he's like, yeah, I've listened to every single one of them. I was like, brilliant. That's like, made my day. You know, it made my day. I'm really touched by that. And the fact that the listening numbers are growing month on month is incredible. You know, it really is good to hear.
Yeah, so, guys, help us get to 10,000.
Yeah.
That's the next target. Yeah, yeah. Help us get to 10,000. You can just like ping the link to a couple of mates. Right.
Yeah, we're all in WhatsApp groups, right? And then if you're on listen on Spotify or there's a little, you know, the share button, just get the link and say, hey guys, listen, give these guys a listen. It's worthwhile, because I think, especially like, you know, even the one on porn last week, I had a couple of guys reach out to me saying, hey, well, yeah, this is actually a really solid listen. Thanks for that. And you know that there's, you know, they probably wanted to disclose a little bit more. So that was a really good episode. There's a one we did about relationship with father, like absent fathers. That was a really big one. And equally, what we've created from the conversations, we've created this thing called the Awakened Eight. And this has been a product of what we've discussed on the podcast. It's been things we've heard from the guys in the group. So today's podcast is going to be on the eight steps on the Awakened Eight. We are launching it officially on Friday. So if you're listening to this today, so this podcast is going to go up on the 2nd of March. On the 3rd of March, we're doing a Zoom call at 10 a.m. GMT. But equally, you can watch that even if you're listening to this 6 months from now. So say you're listening to this in, you know, 2024, you can still go back and watch that recording, because we're going to keep it so you can watch it at any point. If you were to head on over to awakened8.com, it's a program that you can join at any time. However, there is this nice feeling to be the first adopter, right? So if you're listening to this, you're like, Hachi, yeah, I really want to have a go whilst this is, you know, it's fresh and it's new. This is going to be a really great opportunity for you to join a group of men going through a process together that is going to help them change their lives. And this is what we're going to talk about on today's podcast.
Yeah. And no credit card details involved here. You know, this program, it's a free challenge, right? So come and get involved. Awaken8.com. You know, there'll be a load of guys doing this challenge over the next 8 weeks. You can join anytime.
Yeah.
Right.
It's been weird, you know. Do you know what's been weird, Pete? And as we've been putting it together, I'm like, I don't know, you've had the same feeling. It's like, we could charge a lot of money for this, because there's so much good quality information and value and work gone into it. But we're giving it away for free. And that's like a legitimate feeling I had. I'm like, holy, like, are we right giving this away for free? We've put a lot of effort into it. But I think for me personally, it's been like, no, guys need to do this. Like, there's so many guys that are going to benefit from this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, let's dive in.
Let's talk. Let's buzz through the steps. I know we did a podcast before on this, but like, as this is coming up this week,
yeah,
right. Let's buzz through the steps. We'll talk through each one.
Well, actually, can we do a little pre-frame? Actually, this is before you start on the Awakened Eight Challenge. I put this in the meeting for tomorrow. Is that you absolutely need to create the structure to do this before you go and do it. Now, I was thinking about this, is that we're going to go through like eight habits that you do on a daily basis. And eight might seem like a lot if you haven't got the structure in place to do the actual steps. Now, for example, if I was to start this tomorrow and I haven't gone in my calendar and put in a workout, it's going to be really hard to stick to that. If I haven't gone in and done the meal prep, or if I haven't sent my, you know, out here in Dubai, just if I haven't gone on my app and ordered the food in, it's going to be difficult. So before you go and do this, you know, these eight steps, I would definitely advise just creating like what I'd call like a weekend warrior structure. You'd go in over the weekend and prep everything that needs to be ready in order for you to succeed on this. Because what this is, like structural discipline, it's the ability to create the structure in order for you to fulfill on the promises that you make yourself. So that, and I think that's such an important kind of pre-step before these eight steps. So if you are joining us, if you're listening to this, it's one of those things that you might go, yeah, I wanted to do that. The first commitment you probably need to make is going in and saying, well, I'm going to spend 1 to 2 days just prepping before I get into these daily steps, because it's a commitment, you know, and I think that's really important. Because obviously you know that from your work, you know, bodybuilding world is all about prep.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this isn't anywhere near as intense as that, but yeah, but absolutely right. You don't want to start day one and then it's like, oh shit, can't complete some of these things because I didn't do the preparation. In the same breath, right? Just going back to what I said at the start of the podcast. Don't like have that as an excuse.
No.
And not to start, right, and then just put it off and then you forget about it and then life gets in the way and then 6 months later you remember. Like, I'd much rather you start, like, do whatever prep you can quickly, because it's not like massive preparation, right? I'd much rather you start and then, you know, continue to prep throughout so you're in the rhythm of it.
Yeah. Okay. Once you've once you've signed up on awaken8.com, you'll be given a document, which is a habit tracker, like a real simple habit tracker. And every single day, you're going to go through 8 habits. The first one being drink 4 liters of water. Now, this sounds like for some of you who may be used to drinking like a couple of cups of coffee a day, maybe a, you know, 750ml bottle of, you know, Evian or something, and then that can't constitutes hydration. The reason there's 4 liters of water on there is a specific reason for that, because a normal sized man, you know, an average sized man, I'd probably be better, is it needs at least three liters of water not to be dehydrated. And the working out of this, right, is that with every hour of exercise, you'll probably sweat around about between 500, 750 to a liter and a half of water, depending on the climate, depends on, you know, how much of a sweater you are. So 3 liters, normal functioning adult, average adult man, plus the hour of exercise that's built into the program. So that's why you need 4 liters of water every single day. And think about the mental clarity, the energy levels, the lack of headache, the you know, even your joint health will improve as a result of drinking more water. So
yeah, I was having a chat the other day with a business owner. He was talking to me about nootropics, biohacking, and all these like fancy things. And a few years ago, I was well into that, well into nootropics and all that sort of stuff. I kept like crashing and burning, and I'd have a week on, week off, week on, that sort of thing. Once I just got my hydration right and I got my diet right, that like fixed like 80%, like massively, like even probably 90%. Like, I don't take any like pills or nootropics or anything like that now. It's pure, clean, like great diet, great hydration. Mm-hmm. So the hydration part is like, you want to become a peak performer, like not just in your business career, but like at home when you're with your kids and when your wife, and you want to feel good, just hydrate the brain.
Yeah.
Better for it.
Yeah. And like, I've been pulling some long days recently, you know, I've been like going long days, with kids, with work, with other commitments and all sorts of stuff. I've been waking up early in the morning, straight into the water. You know, I'm drinking a liter of water before my coffee, and I feel way better. You know, I'm waking up hydrated, feeling good, and I've got powering through. I've got good energy levels all through the day. So just going to go into some strategy quickly for you to help you with this is that I have an algorithm, which is, you know, you see me drinking on, if you're watching this as a video, so we're on YouTube, by the way, so you can watch this as a video if you do want to. I've got these 1.5 litre bottles of water that we buy that when we run out of water here, right? And I know I've got to drink 3 of those a day, and that's the goal, and that's it. You know, it's really simple, it's easy to understand. I've got to have one in the morning before 10 o'clock, I've got to drink one between 10 and 2, and I got to drink one after 2, and I just have that cadence. It's like, it's an easy way to go, have I drunk my 3 bottles a day? I'm not trying to, you know, mentally do the maths on cups of water and like cups of coffee. I just know 3 of these, I'm done. So look for a similar kind of algorithm. Yeah, it's so easy to do mental accounting on water when you've got that kind of system in place.
Yeah. I don't follow that. I have done in the past. What I do is similar, liter of water as soon as I get up. right? So, and this is the trick here, like, is you've got to start early with the majority of the things we're going to talk about today. The earlier you start, like, you're setting yourself up to win. Like, if you put this off to like midday, later in a day, then you're just playing catch up. Then it becomes stressful. Then, you know, you're likely to miss a few habits, and then that streak continues, right? So,
yeah.
Later, straight away, in the morning, as soon as I wake up, like Ben, before coffee, I wait like 90 minutes before I have a coffee. It's like the reward for me to reward myself with the coffee. Got to drink at least a liter of water.
Yeah. Okay, next step. Do 60 minutes of activity, a workout or a walkout. Now, the question you might be thinking, what constitutes activity? There are other challenges that we've seen, and Pete and I have both done as well, where they've had quite kind of brutal rules around what activity constitutes. But one of the things that I found really beneficial was chaining together two habits. So we're going to talk about a time block on habit number four. Is it like a deep love time block? Well, when I was doing like challenges in the past, which are primarily around my fitness, one of the workouts I did was a walk with the kids. And that meant that I wasn't using up any more time, but I was getting some really great connection with my kids. And so for me, 30-minute walk when I take Effie to nursery in the morning is good. Like, I'm spending deep connected time with her. We go to the park on the way, and then I come back. So that this is what we're looking for, is it doesn't specifically need to be a run, a workout, but what the way that I would suggest apportioning this would be a workout and a walkout. So a 30 minutes, some kind of pulse raising activity, which takes your heart rate, you know, above 50% of max heart rate. So something really simple, and then meeting that with some walking with a dog or with your partner. Don't overcomplicate this. If you actually go on awakennate.com and when you sign up, there will be there's a 20 minute training on like what would be the right way to go about this to look at your training. So if you're a newcomer, you're just getting off the couch, or if you're a seasoned exercise professional, that you know, the pyramid I've created for you will help you understand that. And actually learning how to program your own exercise using that pyramid, I use that in professional sport. You know, so please, honestly, don't overlook the level of expertise that's gone into designing the stuff that we've put behind the scenes on this. So, but
honestly, yeah, and when Ben says professional sport, like, he under-eggs himself, right? This when he says professional sport, he's talking about Premier League top of the table teams, right? And also, wasn't it not what, like, running for your country?
Yeah, I ran for Wales. You know, I ran for Wales. It's like I have my mates that take the mick out of me, but they say it's like Wales is like an English county. But no, I ran internationally. I got coached by some of the best people in the world. I went to work at Chelsea Football Club, you know, just looking at the under 18s and under 16s, just actually, you know, shadowing the S&C coaches there. I went over to Feyenoord. Looked at the way that they did things. I didn't enjoy football, but what I did see in professional sport as a whole is that they didn't look after the whole pyramid. And so when I looked at this in a really detailed level, I saw that people love to do HIIT, but they didn't like to do the base stuff, which is the cardio. They weren't doing enough long, low and slow. So when I was working with like professional golfers, professional athletes, I would build the exercise pyramid into their progression, you know, into their pyramid, that, you know, how I would program their exercise. But this wasn't just for professional sports people. This was for normal people as well. You know, people love to do that HIIT training that Joe Wicks talks about, you know, daily HIIT training. Great. But what's more important is the long, low and slow stuff, because most of the men that listen to this podcast are stressed out. You're burnt out. You're probably overcooking yourself anyway. So the long, steady, slow cardio stuff is going to help you. It's going to remove stress out the bucket. It's not going to add. So really important.
But also, like, we understand, you know, for me, I'm just talking personally here, right? I'm married. I got a young boy. I run a business. You know, there's a lot going on. So when we looked at this exercise, it wasn't just like the science work that Ben's put into this. It was also, well, let's be real. How can we actually get this done? Let's not make this like 2 hours worth of working out a day.
Yeah.
Right, which might be unrealistic to a lot of people. let's, you know, this is 60 minutes and you can split that however you want. That could be like a 10 minute HIIT workout and then it could be 50 minutes walk. Could be a 60 minute walk in the woods. Yeah. Like you could do yoga, you could do Pilates, you can do whatever you want. The point is to move.
Yeah. But if it seems complicated, you are overcomplicating it. And the final, like, kind of little bit of information there is chain these habits together. Like I, you know, Pete talked about walking the dog. You know, I know Pete used to take Leo in his backpack, and then you'd see pictures on Instagram of Pete with his kid. And it was great to see that, because like it's highly connected time where you're with imagine you felt better from spending that time with Leo when you'd gone for that 30 minute, 45 minute, hour long walk, and you're going to be able to.
I mean, it's only when he sees the sheep in one of the farms and he wants to go and touch them, and we can't touch them, and he starts crying. That's when he spoils a walk.
Well, is that Thor?
Other than that,
that's
great.
Thor or Leo? Yeah. Okay, let's get through these ones. Next one: follow a diet. Again, we haven't given a nutritional prescription. You might have an eating paradigm that you stick to, whether it's vegan, vegetarian. It could be that you're paleo. It could be just like a normal human. You like to eat a certain way. You don't like eating lots of carbs. You like eating lots of meat. You don't. That doesn't matter. What we want you to do is follow a nutritional prescription of some description. Yeah. And so what we've given you in awaken8.com, if you go on there, there's just some pieces of information that will help you get the best from this process. Now, follow a diet. You can go into any nutritional way of eating and you can still lose weight and you can still eat for the way that you want to train. Now, your goal might not be weight loss, okay? But it says follow a diet. Follow something that prescribes, like, okay, I'm gonna look at how much protein I'm eating. I'm gonna eat low carb. There is a level of like ownership over that you're gonna have to take, but we're here to help you. And in the actual platform that we've put together, you can have advice from us. You can ask us questions. There are other people in there, like what they will be using. You can have good conversations around that. And that's the value of the community. Okay. So that's step number three, follow a diet. So the next one is broken down into A and B. So it's time blocking. So time block 90 minutes of prospecting, time block 60 minutes of deep connected time with your family. So Pete, what's 90 minutes of prospecting?
So 90 minutes of prospecting, this doesn't just apply to entrepreneurs and business owners. This also applies to if you're in a corporate career, right? So on the business entrepreneurial side, this is 90 minutes of focusing on moving the needle on your revenue generation, on your lead generation, your lead nurturing, something that's going to grow the revenue in your business, right? Like I have seen this from guys doing 10K a month all the way up to guys doing a million a month, right? The guys doing a million a month are probably better at the prospecting side, but even so, like we can still stop it, right? And then we've got that sorted. We're going to focus on these other elements of the business. And then 3 months later, 90 days later, it's like, shit, we've got a cash flow problem. We've got a sales problem. There's something going on. Like I've absolutely seen the trick here is just to not stop, right? Yeah. Is to always have that in the calendar, no matter what level you're at. Like even if you're just starting out, or even if you're doing the really, really big numbers, is hey, that prospecting is now, you know, high level partnership conversations.
Yeah.
Right. It's the multi-million pound like coffees and the golf trip sort of thing that's going to secure that deal all the way down to, hey, I just need to reach out to 100 people today in that 90 minutes on Facebook Messenger, right? Whatever that looks like, it's just the consistency in doing that. And I've absolutely seen that when guys are consistent in doing that, there's not really many problems financially that comes up in their business when they're consistent in doing that, not once a week, twice a week, every day.
Yeah,
90 minutes.
That's something that's really
important. Do you want to talk about the corporate side?
No, I think you've nailed that, to be honest, but there's something you said at the end there, which was like every day. Now, one of the objections you might have is like, well, Saturday, Sunday, what am I doing on Saturday and Sunday? This is an experiment. This is an experiment for you to do this work 90 minutes a day, every day, Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday, to see what happens when you do this every day. Because what you want to do is you want to do it at the same time every day. So there's almost like this physical readiness, like this is my time. I'm going to be doing this early in the morning before the kids get up. And Saturday, Sunday, I still get up early and do this work because it helps me. I feel so much better on a Saturday and Sunday when I do this work. I'm way more present with my kids and way more present because I've done the stuff that needs to be done on a Saturday and Sunday. And I'm improving. I'm getting more stuff done. The next one was, in terms of the corporate side of deep work, I've actually got a list. So if you go into it, I'm going to keep threading back, go into wakingeight.com. There's going to be a document in there about prospecting. And there's about 50 things I've written you can do if you're in a corporate career or in a business. So go into the document, read through it. We've given it to loads of men so far, and they've come back and they've said, Ben, this is brilliant. Thank you so much. Give me so many ideas. So we've given you the scaffolding as well, as we're not just putting these vague things inside the actual platform. There is a real detailed document that you can go through.
This isn't just like if you're working in a corporate career and you're like, well, I'm a customer services rep, right? I don't need to do prospecting. This is the point is being missed there, right? This is then about your growth as the customer services rep and like how you're going to potentially climb that ladder or just increase your salary, whatever that looks like. This is about your growth in a working environment.
Yeah. The B side, of this, we put, it was a time block, is 60 minutes of deep connected love time with your family. Put your phone away. Okay. This is the biggest one. This is remove distractions, turn off anything that's going to take your attention away from the people that you love, get deep with them, get focused on them and build connected trust. And this is with your wife, your kids, your partners, your mates. It could be an old friend. It could be reconnected with people that you haven't spoke to for a while. This is your opportunity and it's a daily habit. It could be, and one of the objections is like, it's just me and my dog. Go and spend an hour walking with your dog. That would actually constitute, if you want to take it back to that basic, what you do is you spend time with loved ones for an hour. Yeah. And you don't be on your phone. You don't be kind of, doing some work, watching telly. It's committing to being deeply connected with people that you care about for an hour a day. This could be your team, right?
Yeah.
So it could be that you take an hour in the day to have a conversation with a business partner because you care about them.
Yeah. This is where prep comes into it, like weekly prep. So like at the start of the week, you spend like 30 minutes prepping the week ahead and go, right, where am I going to get my 7 hours an hour daily of deep connection, the love time? Well, okay. Well, actually I could see Chris on Thursday. I could see Rob on Friday. Make sure I get my time with my wife on those dates, whatever that looks like. Oh, I could book the date night on the Saturday night. I could book that ahead. When you plan ahead rather than be reactive on the day, oh shit, how am I going to get that? What am I going to do today? Oh, just make something up. It helps, right? Preparation is key here.
Yeah, good point, Pete. Next one, step number 5 is create something. Again, we're just like both of us have consumed in the past, and what I've noticed personally and professionally is when I create, like what you're listening to is a creation. What we've created in Awakened Eight is part of the creation that we've put together. The reason our business is growing and enhancing, the reason we got 5,000 listeners, we created something every day. And then we've created trainings, we've created things. So if you're a business owner, it's an opportunity to create. Now, again, this might actually, you might create something in your deep work time. Equally, you're looking for something to build that wasn't there before. So it's writing something. It could be part of a book. It could be part of again, I've given scaffolding on the document to help with this step. Is creating something every day means that you're outputting. So many men are librarians of the mind. They literally learn and learn and learn and consume and consume and consume. And this is what we saw with the men that would come in to our courses, you know, coming to our programs, coming on the Awaken Man. They were like intellectually fat. They'd taken so much information in, but they weren't doing anything with it. So this step is to help you kind of actualize the potential that you've created and learned about. So whether you've had like a book or a podcast or a program that you want to launch or a side hustle that you've wanted to create, this is your opportunity. And this is what will make this very, you know, this Awaken Day such an incredible experience for you. Because once you've finished of it, you can go again. It's just like,
Just on the creation, it doesn't have to be a business or work project. Like, this could absolutely be you building, I don't know, a treehouse in the garden for your boy and your girl, or right. This is about you creating something that wasn't there before you started it, right? You know, this could be, you know, this was one for me personally, like a year ago, is that I started to learn to play the piano, right? That was a new creation for me. And I was very like, I'm going to go and create like a bit of music, right? It was different for me to be always consuming or, you know, on the phone and scrolling and always taking in, to go purposely step outside that. I'm going to go and play the piano, or I've recently bought a painting set, right? Paint by numbers it is, but it looks really freaking cool. Wow. It's not like one of the little kiddie ones, but that there's a form of creation.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, it's out of everything. You're going to create something. So it can be absolutely anything. Right, it doesn't have to be business related. It's just getting into the habit of creating.
Yeah, Bob on that. And like Pete said there, and also it doesn't need to be a lot of time, 10 minutes. You know, it doesn't need that. It's a small commitment. And that's how you'll find you'll build momentum with that. Next one, journal. Okay, to write out. So we've given scaffolding on this inside awaken8.com is every single day, it's taking time either to write out your energy, work, and love commitments to the day in the morning, and in the evening is actually looking at planning tomorrow today. So there's two frames in this, is all writing down what's gone well for you today. So it's the ability to start to use your journal, whether it's online, it's in person, like as in like a physical diary, you're using that to write things that actually are going to focus your attention on things that matter. And there's so many things that are going to help. This is going to help. It's going to help your sleep. It's going to help your mindset. It's going to help your anxiety levels. It's going to help your focus levels. When you start to build a very, very healthy relationship with writing in your journal every single day. Pete, you know, you've used your journal fantastically over the years. I think that just you do yours in the morning, right?
I do. I actually do. I do both now. I write in the evening. When I say write, I could be writing for like 2 minutes, or I could write for 10 minutes, or I might write for a little, or for 20 minutes. It's just whatever's coming out, and it's whatever time I've got. I've also started doing it in the morning as well, just like before I pick up any like social media or the laptop or anything like that. I just grab the pen and just like anything that needs to come out my brain or anything I'm thinking about, all the way from like, this is how I'm feeling right now, this is what I'm thinking right now, to I need to get this done today.
Yeah.
Right. And typically what I've started to find is like, I'll write literally like, what am I thinking right now? Like, what are my thoughts? Some things come out. From those things that come out, I normally write a bunch of actions as well. I'm like, get that. And then I'll tick them off. That has been mega, mega powerful. The momentum that I've had recently, right, on just the amount of shit that I'm getting done, is astronomical, and it's because I'm getting stuff out of my brain onto paper.
Yeah, good man. Okay, last two steps. So the step number 7 is report results daily. Now, part of this process is reporting your results. Now, there's something about a daily commitment to a group of men saying, hey, listen, I'm going to report every day about what I've done, being honest. So Pete has created this tracker, which I can see in front of me, actually. It's phenomenal. It's really, really detailed. It's really easy. It's going to take you under 30 seconds to a minute to report your results daily. And what this is going to be is there's something I heard in the Ultimate Coach book, is like a task isn't reported until it's completed as reported. There's something that when a lot of men have come to us and they have low self-esteem, low belief in their capabilities, they've got so many things left unfinished. And I know that was me as well. You know, I had so many tasks that were like all over the place and I wasn't completing them. And then that's like been a big thing that I've worked on and overcome and got better at. But what's a big one for me is reporting results. What's got done? Like Pete, in our business, he chairs a meeting at the start of the week and the end of the week. What went well at the end? Sorry, start of the week, what we're going to commit to, end of the week, what got done. So in the Awakened Eight, we're creating the same drumbeat, what went well for you at the end of the week. You get to celebrate your wins amongst other men. And there's something about that that really just helps men just see and acknowledge all of the good work they're doing. And we see this have a huge impact on their psychological wellness, how they show up, how confident they feel. So this is built into the process as well.
Yeah, it makes you feel fucking good, I can tell you, from being part of it.
Yeah, it does. It's probably one of the best parts of our program. It's, you know, one of them. Like, we've got some great, amazing things, but guys, supporting guys is just so powerful. The final step is no alcohol, porn, drugs, scrolling, and sugar, or, you know, excessive vice. Now, this was a step that we put in because we saw the effects it's had on so many men's relationships, on their energy, on their commitments. And we realized that if men could drive a wedge between their relationship with either pornography, alcohol, or drugs for 8 weeks and have the support of other like-minded men, they would have a huge shift in their life, a huge shift. Now, whether you have a vice that, you know, we all have a vice. There's something that we have in, or consume to excess in some way. Having an 8 week period where you focused on that and did the work on that, you will see a change. You will see a change in your energy. You'll see a change in your career, the relationships there, and you'll see a change in your intimate relationships, especially if it's porn. So if you haven't listened to the podcast before this, we talked about our relationship with porn. It's definitely worthwhile listening to. This step isn't going to take you any more time. It's a commitment. And being honest about that commitment as well. Like on the days where you watch porn, you don't get to check that box. But there's no shame around that. It's just looking at it as data. Because you might actually see a correlation between all of the other things not going well, and then you're probably going and watching that to numb. Or go and doing one of those things to numb. And so what this process will do is it'll start hurtling you towards your goals and your dreams and your visions of what your life could be. And you're going to have to deal with the change, the fear, and the emotions in a different way, in a more pragmatic, long-term, positive fashion. So what this step will be is a really, really positive step for you to help create a real big gap between you and your previous old self ways of dealing with stress. That's all late, Pete.
Yeah, nothing to say on that. You said that perfectly.
Thank you, mate. Okay, so what do you need to go and do to join this? It's a challenge that is starting on Monday, which is going to be the 5th, I believe. Monday the 6th of March 2023. If you listen to this podcast as a recording in the future, you can just head on over there, right? Join us. There will be men starting this at every single point. Equally, if you've listened to this and you're feeling an urge, come and join us. I'm doing it. Pete's going to be doing it. The men on the program are going to be doing it. And you're going to get the support that you've never, ever experienced while doing something like this. And I'm really looking forward to the maiden voyage.
Yeah. So two things. Go to awaken8.com. Just click on I'm in. It will take you to a private platform that we set up. We've got our own fancy platform, right? And just click enter on that, and then you'll be approved into the group by one on the team. And then all the resources are there, all the spreadsheets, the trackers there, right? All the videos are there.
Yeah.
You get going, like, and there'll be, like, instructions on there on what to do, right? Get involved.
Yeah. Just to clarify, by the way, it's awakened. awakened8.com, not awaken 8, because whenever we say it on the transcript, Pete, it says awaken. So it's awakened. Awakened 8.com. Guys, thank you so much again for your listening and your attention, and your ladies listening in. Thank you for sharing it as well. I really appreciate you. And we'll see you on the next podcast.
Cheers, guys.
Hey, man, it's Ben here. Listen, if you're a high-performing man who likes to set himself big goals and challenges, and you find yourself getting in your own way, self-sabotaging, perhaps being beaten down by patterns and behaviors that stop you from getting that big breakthrough, we've got something just for you. We created a Beat Your Inner Enemy 7-part audio series, which literally just drops into your podcast audio app that you can listen to not only just spot the way that your inner enemy shows up, but it'll give you practical solutions to help you overcome the patterns and behaviors that have perhaps got in your way in the past. We've had guys listen to this, get straight in touch with us and say thank you so much, because it's helped them enormously spot something that they've been battling for years. So all you need to do to download this podcast series is head on over to www.innerenemy.com, and it'll just download straight into your Spotify or your Apple podcast or however you listen to your podcast, and you can consume it. They're short episodes and they're super impactful and transformational. Head on over to www.innerenemy.com and enjoy that audio series. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.